Simon Tov, hey, I'm going to go over, I don't think I did justice to yesterday's Sifim, and explain them with the, I said them translated, but not with the Klolim. I want to go over the Klolim again, which will help us for today. Once we know the Klolim clearly, today is a very easy Sif. Yeah, I made a diagram, which is very simple. Oh, I spoiled yesterday evening. Anyway, if we have a town. I have a town over there. The cloud is like this, the first cloud. Anybody that goes out of his tum has four amos. And that doesn't make a difference whether he goes with Shoigug or Ba'onus or whatever reason. He gets four amos and he gets four amos. That's a machlokas before whether he gets just four, or he gets eight, he gets four amos. So that's the klal. Anyone that goes out gets four amos. There's another klal. Now, there's another klal where if you went out with shogug, then there's certain concessions that we give to someone that went out with shogug. Lemoshel, someone went out with mezid, he gets four amos. Finished. That's it. So he's in this room, out of his trum. He gets four amos, even in this room. Makes no difference. Someone that's b'shoigeg, we allow him to have the whole room, the whole hekev. That's what we learned today. Another din is that there's a din of havlos trumin. Havlos trumin means that if the new trum that he gets crosses over his old trum, so then he can go into his old trum because of the new trum, wherever he got, let's say the Dalad Amos, and Mamela, he'll get, now he's in his old trum, he gets his old trum. By, you only say that by a shoigug. By a mezid, you don't say that. Could be anywhere you don't say that by a mezid, because the klal by a mezid is, another difference between mezid and shoigug is, besides that, there is avlos trumin, there isn't avlos trumin, it might be the same klal, but it's totally on the same thing. But another thing is, a mezid loses his trum. Mezid goes out of his trum, he loses his trum, finished. You can't get it back. Even if you were put back into the old trum somehow with shoigug, you lose your trum. A shoigug does not lose his trum, he's just not there. You can't get your trum if you're not there. Although if you're put back, you will get it back.
I've lost trum, you're talking about it went 2 hours outside, 1 or 2 hours outside.
Those are the three klolim, after you remember. That the klal is, anyone that goes out gets Dalad Amos. The mezid stays with the Dalad Amos. The shoigug, you might be able to make him a better Dalad Amos, a hekev or something like that. Anyone, the mezid loses his original trum. He can't have it anymore on Shabbos. He's finished with that trum, so he has no trum on Shabbos. Only the new one, which is Dalad. The shoigug has still got his old trum. He's just not there. If you manage to get him back, he'll get it back. And then there's another din of avlos trumin that a shoigug gives avlos things. So that's the first sif. Not in order, but just the first sif state. Mishayotzechutzetrum. So let's say this is the town. Here, the town. A big, huge town that way. Not the town. Sorry, the town's over there. This is the trum of the town. And he went out. Here he went out. One amos, two amos. He went out to there. So now he should get Dalad Amos. That means it makes a difference. Shoigug or mezid, you get Dalad Amos. So like the Mechaba, you get Dalad Amos. And like the Gemara, you get eight Amos. Four that way, four that way. If you're shoigug, so you got eight Amos, it's avlos trumin, it goes back there. So you walked back to there and you got it back again. If you got avlos trumin. Like the Mechaba, if you're shoigug, if you only went out two, you should get four back, and you get a thing. So there's already a machaba that says you can't go backwards. Because you're walking that way, you can't go backwards. Oh, but the Mishavu doesn't pass it like that by a shoigug. That by a shoigug, we don't say, by a mezid, we say your Dalad Amos is dafka that way because you're going that way. By a shoigug, even though you were going, we don't pass it like that, and we say you can get your Dalad Amos back, and then you got avlos coming back again. And same, that's the klal. Everybody gets Dalad Amos. By shoigug, you get special concessions. Firstly, if you're in a mukuf, you get the mukuf. If you have lost trumin, you have lost trumin. And you haven't lost your old trum if you manage to get there, beheta. That's all. So that's all these dealings that we learned yesterday. We learned the Moshul Sif Dalad. If Shloile Das, you make yourself a mechitza, then you are right. If you get a mechitza to get back into your trim and your shoygig, you are right. Avol yotze ledas, you can't. Sif hei, we're in the middle of sif hei, we'll start again. Mishrei tzir chutz to trum, ovdi chum, my ruach roi, shak aloin, so she shogig ve yotze. Even though he's a shoygig, ain't it lar ba'amas? Finish. Dalad amas. Again, it's always a machlokes, whether four or eight. Hechziro, you can choose your four, or be eight is in your middle, so there's nothing to choose. You choose after the square of it. Hechziro le toich ha'tchum, ke'ilu le yotze. If they put him back, oh, he's a shoygig. So, finished. They took him out of the trum, they put him back into the trum, so he hasn't lost it, because he's a shoygig, he still has his trum. Exactly as it was. Aval, even if he was a mazid, even if he was only mazid on the chazorah, that means he was a shoygig on going out. But he decided, I'm not going to stay all Shabbos, and he ran back in. He was mazid. He knew you're not allowed to, but he said, I can't stay here. So you ran back in, you gain nothing. He's still only ain't the al ba'amas, even in his old
wherever he goes.
Old trum. Hago, so the same thing is with a sfinna. V'cheinim nichnas l'sfinna, v'yotza sfinna chutz l'trum. V'chozul l'achiria. He went into a sfinna. Now we're not talking about he went v'issa, if he complicated, all push it. He went to a sfinna to have a rest. He was looking for a park bench and he found a nice ship or a boat on the side of the things. He went there. Abba, it was within his trum. He had no idea that this ship would start traveling. He fell asleep there. And he's not fall asleep, but let's say. And then suddenly the captain came and he started foot. He woke up. He's in the middle of the sea. He says to the captain, what are you doing? We're going on an excursion. Right. So he goes out for an hour and he comes back an hour later. Back to where he was. Pazoi, what's he is exactly the same thing. Simple case of same as Yotze Akum. They took him out. I don't know if they took him out by force, by this, by that, or he was in the ship. So it's exactly the same case. He's out, back in again, he gets back where he had. Doesn't matter if they took him out by force or by, as long as he wasn't his maze, it's not the Mishabur. Nichnas the Sfinah. If he wanted to go dafke in the Svinna so that the Svinna should take him out, he's amazed. And the Svinna went out. That means, if there is a haveman of a problem, Masa, there isn't a problem. Oh, but there's a haveman because he came back. But if he would have not come back, it's much where there would have been a problem. So obviously, he must have gone in a way where it causes a problem. And a sfinna, lemala masor, it doesn't cause a problem, because ain't chum in lemala masor, it's not a problem anyway. So obviously, the pshat is, he went out in a place which was lower than 10. So he did have a problem, would he have stayed there? Oh, but luckily, the sfinna brought him back. But because it went back on his own, his mutter. Sivo, same case. He went out, but the goyim took him out. And the goyim took him out. We said you only get dalad amas. Sai shoygig, sai mezi, you don't get out of lamas. So here we have a special concession if you went b'shoygig. He went b'shoygig. I mean, it doesn't mean he went. He was taken b'shoygig. So nasu, he went. He went by mistake. He was for tracht in len, and he walked out. Nasnu oivik echovem chutz etrum. This is much the case where we said that somebody, to a lemaisadik case, somebody turned up in Cambie Island. He came with he had no idea there's a problem with trumin. He took his child to hospital Friday night, and he came back with the child on Friday thing. And Shabbos morning, he's sitting in the Medrash, and somebody told him, hey, you know, last night, he took him already Friday afternoon, that means. Took him Friday afternoon, because if he would have taken him Friday night, then he would have had his Tchum of Kamvi, and then he would have got it back, the Tchum of Kamvi, when he came back. But here, he went already Friday dinner time, he came back late Friday night, so his Tchum is there in the hospital, which was out of Kamvi, and he turns up in the morning, and someone tells him, you've got a problem of Tchum. He's a full Shoigig, he had no idea any Shoigig. So now, this din. Now, Snu Oivik Echovem. No, sorry, it's not this din. It is this din, because he was out. Yeah, sorry, I mix up. He was out, and he came back. It's the same thing. So he got a Tchum of the hospital, and now he's back into somewhere else, b'shoigig. It's the same as Nosnu Oivik Echovem Chutz L'Tchum, but they didn't. He was now not, he didn't meet him in the street. If he would have met him in the street, And he would have told him, hey, where you were last night? You were in the hospital. Now you're out of your trum. Stay here. Could have been a problem. Later we'll see Bialocha Epsahet of him. But the Val, if they put him Bedir, or Besoya, Umaga, all these things, it is made for animals, but it's protected round with a hekef, or Besaz, also, both of them are made for animals, see? But they have good mechitzas around them, Umaga, or in a cave, or Be'er Acheres, or a different town from where he was originally, Ben Ashmoshes, and then the ear is Mukefas Choyme Ledira, the ear has a Muk of Choyme, or as the Mishabura says, the ear has a Eruv, that means it's not to have a wall, but it's got houses which make up together with the Tusa Pesach, what we call today a Eruv. Oy, Shenanus Beshar Oynes. He came back, he didn't know anything about it. He was an Oynes, he was forced. Oy, Shogag, he didn't know. Again, shogag, it was only a mistake. So we have a new heter here. Because it was a shogag, and he went out to his tchum and he ended up in a place he deserves Dalad Amos, but if the Dalad Amos have a hekev, he gets the whole hekev. If he went dafka out of his tchum, he's sitting here next to me in a nice hekev all around, you only get deserved, you only get Alba Amos. So Svensa Bamash on his das. Did he know there's a problem? Did he not know there's a problem? As we state in Mechabah, they have to have a place which is Mukav Ledira. Zod de Meshabur Echof, Nasnu Akim Chutzut Chum, Wait Soleim Eshe Yitzir Metoich HaTchum on Nasnu Hashem. And they put him there. Where did they put him? Bedir Gedesh or Behemesh Oysim Besodes, Hayoim Kan, Vayoim Kan, Kedei Lezavlon. It's a movable mechitzas which go every so often that the behemoth should be there to be mezavel the thing, and then you grow things there. Begdola behemoths, v'soya nasa le behemoths ho'ir. So it's maybe made like more concrete. V'lehizki kan she mukaf ledira. It doesn't say mukaf ledira. Why? Because less than misasayim. Because the klal is less than misasayim always doesn't have to be mukaf ledira. Shindulay be'in or mukaf ledira ale b'shoya shetar yosem misasayim. Mustam devasur le'ave kolkach. They're not so big. Anyway, so we have to relearn simon shin nun ches, where you can carry, where you can't carry. It's got to do with if it's called mukaf ledira. So if it's mukaf ledira, avadigit. If it's not mukaf ledira, less than misasayim is good. More than misasayim is no good. Mukefes choyme ledira, d'ali deza hava b'shus ha-yochid, v'ave kulek ha-arva amas, v'adin, la-yorosh she'ei mukefes choyme, yesh ben tikuna e-reven, z'ave l'elsim t'om v'shem shibura, and shom la d'go atus ha-pesach, it also makes it mukef, v'da. Du'adin, m'viyo akum b'sfina, if they brought him in a boat, back, to wherever, not back, they brought him in, they took him away from his original, and they put him down in, because if he's going back, I keep example, if he's going back, he gets back his own trum. We're talking about a new trum. You don't get the new trum, but you get the new hekef. So what then, if they brought him from his trum to this new place, so he can't go out of the svinah, because, why he can't go out of the svinah, because the svinah is a hekef for itself. So why should he be allowed to go out of the svinah? Yeah, he doesn't get Dalad Amos. We'll see later about getting Dalad Amos, but he deserves Dalad Amos. You give him the whole heck. That's the heck of a svinah. Yeah. Well, what more do you want to give him? You want to let him out? Why can you let him out? Yeah. Unless the svinah. Pardon?
It's docked in.
What does he mean? What's the mile of being docked? Not all. He was in a town. He was in Manchester. And Beshoigig, they took him out and they took him down the river, the ship canal, to Liverpool. So now he's in the dock of Liverpool. Now, why should he be allowed to go out from into Liverpool? He gets a heck of a Dalad Amos. Not just Dalad Amos, he gets the whole heck of the ship. But very nice. So he's got the heck of. Unless the dock itself is mukaf with the town. The dock is mukaf. Let's say if the town would be mukaf. So this is problematic mishabura, because elim keng shenichnas asfina b'toich hekem mechitzas e'er. That's poshut. That means if the dock is within a hekev, so you've got a hekev over here, and the dock comes in, and ichveis there's a tusa pesach over the dock or whatever. So what's the difference if he's wherever he is? He's in the hekev. You can always go to if he's dropped down here. Even though this is a hekev, he can go the whole eruv because it's the bigger hekev. He's allowed the bigger hekev. So unless doesn't Mishab Deval, any game shenitzas from to hekem chitzir, he gets the whole hekev. But Tafile emo e eina mekefes b'mechitza mitzada nomel. Even though there isn't a hekef, because it's more normal that he'll come, let's say, over here, and there won't be a hekef in the water. Why should there be a hekef in the water? So you've got a ship over here, so the ship's coming. Here's the ship. Here's the town. And the ship came over here. Right, so here's the ship now. So he wants to go into the town. So the town has got a hekef. It's also good. Why? Because let's say the town's got 3 mechitzas, and the river mechitza is also deep 10. So he can hop over from there to there. It's all the same hekef. V'yesh oimim afile me'ein mekavs chitzim tzadna oimim mekoyim ha'mayim shemokam anam nashu mechitza. So this also, so Chaznish freaked of David. He doesn't understand what the big chiddush is. He's got the whole new pshat. Because if this is taka, let's ask you like this: the din of that you get a hekef. Yeah, let's imagine somebody's going to drop you down over here, right? Are you allowed to go? And there's no eruv in town, and there's no eruv anywhere. Would you be allowed to hop over to see who close? Would you be allowed to hop over to Beanstalk without the eruv? Why not? The Vol Mechit says, one hekev, another. You go from one house to another. What happens if there's a guy living there and they didn't make an eruv? So what? Because they didn't do schiyus, it doesn't matter. The ik is you're allowed to go within dalad, within a hekev. So this is a hekev, this is another hekev. If you have houses next to each other, each one's got a makif fazir, and didn't make an eruv. So there's no reason why he can't hop over from one to another. Because he is allowed, hekev dalad tochem. You don't need here hilchas tiltul that you're carrying. He's not carrying. So the same thing, if he comes in here with a boat, he's in a hekef. The boat is touching the next hekef. So we say, what's wrong? So it's not chiddush at all. Mishbu only brings a yashoim. Why is there any yashoim? But there's a bi'a locha here. But the bi'a locha brings that there is. Look at the bi'a locha. I'm Mishabu of a dat, the Mogan of Rome, heavy das, Riaz, the Buer Shale, and I'm an Echshav Keir. Mele Kolshke and the Palagal, Ikadina Mechab, that you could, even if you ended up in the Ibu of the town, so we have a town, and we have another 70 Amos, and then we start the Eruv. If you ended up here in the 70 Amos, it's also good. Excuse me, where's the Hekev? Elamai is Muchach, you don't need a Hekev. If somebody ended up even not in the Hekev, it's also good. Kolshken, if somebody ended up not in the Ibu Shaleh, but in the town itself, and there's no Hekev, should also be good. So let's go back. This person, if he was met in Kamvi, he was met on the street, which is a town. So we said, Daladamas. So the Mechaba, you're right. The Mechaba says you have to be found in a Mukam Hekev. But here, even though it's a Shoigeg, the Shetim will be in the Yoel in Ozerua, that he gets the town even if the town hasn't got a Hekev. Oh, that was a shayla where there should be mekel, because if you look along Bialocha, and the Bialocha says that to say the ibur is all right, that's going a bit far. But if you look about 2/3 of the way down, just after Binyomin of Hashem with Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, Ayin Shom B'Simcha Kuf Yud Aleph, V'cheinu Gam Das Atur B'Sim V'Ni Kuf Yud Aleph, and Mikol Mokem, they all hold, you have to have a town, Mukav, Mikol Mokem, Efshe Shebashas Atchak, Yeshlis Melokal Kedas Rabam Tziyot, Afele Beloya Kemechitza, Ma'ad Milch Zerobonon, Ayin Shom B'Rambam, D'Soy V'Di Ibur Shalin, Ash Gam Kelilin Zed, Dimud Le'afir B'Toch Ibur, Amiu, but to say that if you came into the Ibu, that's already going a bit far. That's what as a Paskin thing. So now, I was asked then. So this person that was in ended up attacking in the Beis Medrash. Are you allowed to? Do you tell him you have to stay in the Beis Medrash, or do you say it's a shasat chak, and you make it for him to go home to his town? As I said, Lamar said, if he'd attacked him in the Beis Medrash without anything to eat, but he was in the Beis Medrash with the yeshiva next door, so. Right, so that's
very safe.
It's very hard to say whether that's called the Shasat Chak to be Mekel, but it's not like Shulchan Aruch, but the Bialocha brings as a Shasat Chak. You can be Mekel to go into the whole town, but not if you were put into the Ibur Eir. That's really too much of a Kula. So this the Chaznish speaks about this, that this ship ended up over there, Betoich Ibur, that was the Heter here. Then it's a bit of a Chiddush Chach, because it was in the Ibur. Right, Oy Sheshogag V'yotza. Right, Says another Bialocha, that we said here, somebody that goes Midas is finished. He gets Daladamas, and it doesn't matter where he is. Even if he's ended up in a Mukkaf, he doesn't get anything. However, if we look at the second Bialocha, I'm Mishabur, will you be Das Ram Seyat Vida? Hogashba Vavitva, Tais Pligi, the Sovri, the Bechol Gavna Makilin, the Mukkim, Hamukkim, Machitz, Hoshka, the Kaaba Amas. A Philip Yotzen, the Mazid, Hussetrum, and Nichs, the Rechem Elu. So, we have here a bit of a heter, even for a Mazid, not like the Mechaba, that if somebody ends up in a place which is Mukkaf, it's okay. Somebody amazed and he ends up in a mukaf place. A mechaba states it's no good. Bialocha says some say it is. Yesh lahachme. On the other hand, this first bialocha where it says, it doesn't even say yesh lahokul. It says yesh loch shediva machmirin. Quite strong. If somebody is a shoygeg and he ends up in a town, which the Mechaba says is okay if it's mukaf, and the other bialocha says he could even be in a town not mukaf, there is the loshen is what? Loshen is shasat chak yeshlis mech lahokul. Very hard to know the loshen. So which one would you pass in the kula and which one not? You know, I mean, Mechaba says a mezid has to be only dalet, a shoygeg has to be a town. And I've got two bialochas. First bialocha says you don't need a town yeshlis mech b'shasat chak. Then he brings the loshen and a mezid gets the whole mukaf. Oh, but yesh locha shedivra machmirin, which very hard to know the rishonos, which is what to do. If it doesn't happen, it's okay.